Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's we do. It's true. It's a dance party, you guys. And it's going to be super hot. It's really sunny outside already. I'm already lightly perspiring.
Wow, really?
Yeah, just lightly, you know. Let's do the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They give extra financial support to employees who can't work from home because they continue to provide essential services in their branches and offices. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. So listen, I just want to, we appreciate all the texts that we get. We love hearing from you guys. But, you know, look, yes, Jane could probably, you know, blow up the internet with a picture of her dressed as a dominatrix. But take it easy. Jane is not necessarily going to do that just because you want her to. And, you know, I don't know.
She's going to do it.
Oh, you think she'll do it?
I think she'll do it. She's been flirting with me all morning.
Oh, well, the texters definitely want to see that. So,
yeah, she was telling me how, you know, how Dreams is now really popular because of this skateboarding guy. Alice has even been playing it. She's been slipping it in a couple times a day.
Oh, fun.
She's telling me the whole story about how Ocean Spray gave him a cranberry colored truck.
Oh,
and
all right.
That Katy Perry song, Just for Me.
Oh yeah,
she said your Katy Perry welcome back song.
Oh well, nice to see your love affair still alive and well.
Where is my pic of you in leather?
Oh,
Jane. Oh, it's getting hot in there.
It is a little hot over here as well. Yes, we should start there. The weather is going to be hot this week.
It's leather weather.
It's well.
Oh yeah!
Ay ay ay!
Crack my whip. Where's my whip? Ow! No.
Anyway, it is fire weather as well, so let's try to be careful with those ciggy butts and any other possible way you can keep from sparking a fire. It'd be great for you to avoid that.
Don't be that guy.
Please. Weirdly, COVID has brought about a football game on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So Buffalo
night
versus
football.
Tennessee tonight at 4. Well, I don't even know if that can be called tonight. That's 4 p.m. today. Buffalo all versus right. Tennessee. Both teams undefeated, so could be fun.
Oh, all right.
Big Apple event today at 10 a.m. So I know you've been itching to get that latest update. You know, that new phone that you've been needing, it'll be announced today. So, and we'll have Scott Budman on tomorrow on the ANN to break down whatever it is they're selling and
whatever it is you're buying
and tell you why you need it. Thank you.
Welcome.
California hits a hospitalization milestone. In regard to coronavirus, there were fewer Californians hospitalized from COVID-19 on Saturday than all but one day on record. And that day was the first day they started taking records back in April.
Oh,
so
we're
good
down.
News.
That's great news. Damn.
And yet, let me find that number. Hold on. On Saturday, that was still 2,209 patients in California. That's just our state. And while that number seems low, that's still 2,000 people that went to the hospital with this.
Right. And there, I'm sure there were plenty of people who had it and didn't go to the hospital. We're still having big numbers.
Right. But it doesn't seem like that should be so acceptable or so easily brushed off. Right. That's 2,000 people that went to the hospital over this thing. Yeesh. It's not good.
It rages on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
She's being facetious now. I don't know if we're going to get that picture of her in life.
What do you mean?
Come on.
What are you saying to me?
She said, I'll get right on that.
Oh, no, she means she'll get right on that, right?
I mean, one would hope, but it seemed like one of those comments you make when you're not going to do something.
It's Bond. James Bond.
Ask her for clarification. Can you do that?
I think
our texters are absolutely frothing for this yes. photo.
Jane, come on, man. Jane Pix is
come
waiting.
On, man.
Come on, man.
That's your best argument to get.
That's all I usually need with her.
Use
I just say,
your
come
words.
On. She goes,
Would
oh, right,
you do
Sarah.
Better on, than man. That? My God. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Snap a pic. Get it up there. She loves Instagram. This is what the people want, Jane. Come on, man.
This is a weird competition. They say they've looked at all of the states. A new study tried to figure out the most stressed out city in every state.
Okay.
They based the pick on five factors: unemployment, average hours work, commute times, income to home price ratio, and the percent of population that doesn't have insurance. Based on all of that, the most stressed out city in the country, not just in California, but in the country, is a place called Mead Valley, California. Mm. So it's out by Riverside, Elsinore. It's between L.A. and San Diego. It's that Inland Empire area. Mm. I don't know it at all. I had to
that's
look it
really
up.
That's really weird that that's the most stressed out place. Like, people yeah. are such... I can't imagine places being more stressed out than it is in the cities.
Now, I know that one of the things that's out... Not necessarily where my mom bought a home. My mom bought further south. But these are places where people buy and then have long-ass commutes into the city in order yeah. to be able to, yep. to do their job. So that
nice
commute thing
yeah.
can be a real problem. There's no doubt that...
There it is on the map, Vinny.
Yeah. No, I looked it up because I honestly didn't know. I'd never heard of it. So I had to look it up. But they're saying that's the most stressed-out city in the country.
Wow.
They also found in some, you know, there were some huge cities like Chicago and Illinois and Minneapolis and Minnesota. And
what
then,
about in Nebraska?
I don't. Oh, darn it. I should have checked that.
Just say it's Omaha.
Oh, it's Omaha.
Somewhere in middle America, I mean, we're back from vacation. Got to play the hits.
It's the heart that matters more.
Oh, here it is. In Nebraska, it's Omaha.
Oh!
Somewhere in middle America.
Jane, you used to work in Omaha, Nebraska? Or am I
Jane worked in Omaha?
Did she?
Or was it Chris Kosatz who worked in Omaha?
I don't think Jane did. I think Jane's rise to success included Tahoe or Reno and Portland.
Mm. That's right.
But I don't remember.
I think I have her confused with that chick, Chris. Remember that girl?
Yeah, of course I do. Mm. I liked her very much. She did. She was not the proper replacement for you while you were out on pregnancy leave, but she was ahead of the curve on the outrage thing.
Oh, so she's wow. One, well, I see one
culture?
Of those people, huh?
She was absolutely like, you can't say that. I'm all, we're doing a show, dude. Yes, I can. What are you nuts?
I can
nuts?
Say it.
We're not here just having, we're not talking amongst ourselves. This is a show.
This ain't no tea party.
Right.
Come on, man.
Trying to make some people laugh here.
Right.
Let's see here. The most searched costumes for this Halloween include the usuals: witch, Harley Quinn, clown, angel. Fortnite is on the list, which is a new entry. But costumes this year are going to be strange. I know
I
that,
got my costume over vacation.
Did the debates happen while we were out? I think they did, right?
The VP debate happened.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Because we didn't get to talk about The Fly. And, of course, that'll be a costume this year. The Fly on the white,
that'll be fun. Yeah.
The white hair. I'm going to expect to see that, right?
Yeah. You could... I mean, you know, since you have no hair, you could pull a little white wig on and put the fly.
I'm already going to be the dad from not Unknown. What is that cartoon that
Incredibles?
Onward.
Onward. Thank you.
Oh, you're just a
Good
pair of pants.
Pool.
I'm just a pair of pants with a vest.
I found the costume. Here it is. Not that one, but The Fly.
Yeah, oh, that's going to be. You can expect to see that this Halloween if. You're going to see anything. I don't know how that's going to look this year.
The dad from Onward, huh?
That guy looks like Icky. Looks like Icky with a pencil wig on.
He does, doesn't he?
Who knew Icky was a costume model? Put that up. You're going to put that up. Tag Icky in it. That is hilarious.
Sarah, I know you've been looking for a place to buy a new home.
Yes. Where should I buy a new home, Vinny?
I've got the list right here. Omaha is not on the list. I can't believe it.
I'm going to Omaha. Oh.
Livability.com just released an annual. Actually, this is a pretty relevant story. As you've heard, plenty of people are trying to get out of the Bay Area in general. And, of course, you just... seem to have money burning a hole in your pocket and too much time to...
I just can't wait to spend it.
Right.
Somebody give me something to buy.
That's you know, that is the term my mom used to... Oh, you got money burning a hole in your pocket. You ever hear that, or is that just my family?
That's a fairly common saying.
Okay.
Sure.
Anyway, on the list of places people want to move to, these are the best cities to live in based on things like safety, affordability, job market, outdoor activities, and growth. Number one was Fort Collins, Colorado, everybody.
Oh.
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Hold on. Before we go to all the... Let's get all these up there. Let's find a good house in Fort Collins, Colorado. What's
you're
going to
look these up,
Yeah,
huh?
Let's look them up.
So Fort Collins, Colorado, Redfin, huh?
Yeah, Redfin or Zillow, whatever. Right. Let's look that.
Well, I bet you a home there is $200,000, right?
Well, let's see what you can get for $200,000. Fine, put in $200,000.
Well, the first one that pops up is
$900,000. Oh, well, still far less than the Bay Area.
Yep.
4,200 square feet, though. So
damn, how many bedrooms and bathrooms?
It's a mansion.
Five beds and 4.75
Under
baths.
$1 million. Oh, my God.
What does 4.75 baths mean? If it's a
It means there's a three-quarter bath, I guess.
What does that mean? You mean that's just a bath and not a shower?
I don't know how they do that, but have you ever been in a room that has a sink in it? Is that a quarter bath? Or a room that just has a toilet? Like, maybe they have a half bath somewhere and then, like, a random sink or toilet somewhere else. I don't know.
Oh, I would think that that's... Maybe that includes a three-quarter bath to me, this is my guess, is a sink, a toilet, and a bath, but no shower.
Oh, so. That's a full bathroom. That counts as a full bathroom.
Oh, it
bathroom.
Is? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
I thought maybe just a stand up shower stall would count as a three quarter. That's possible. I don't know how they count things in
it
Fort Collins, Colorado.
Three quarter bath is one that contains a sink, a toilet, and a shower or a bath. Traditionally, a full bath contains at least one sink, one toilet, a shower, and a bath.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. So you were right.
It was just my guess, though. I'm not trying to be right about real estate. That's your thing. That's your jam.
Yeah, clearly it's not.
I'm
guess
out of
I should
time.
Stop with that. How are you out
so
of
this,
time?
The list is over. We vote Fort Collins, everybody, is number one. The rest of the list.
Well, look up Ann Arbor and send me some listings from there. That sounds interesting.
Portland, Maine came in at four. Let's see here. Fargo, North Dakota. Durham, North Carolina. Sioux Falls, South Dakota on the list. These are the, according to livability.com, the best cities to live in based on things like safety, affordability, job market, outdoor activities, and growth. So
that's
there
a Brinny.
You go.
Let's put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yep. Well,
okay.
People need to see where they got to move to get a good deal. All right, we'll break and then we'll come back and do all the texts.
Yep.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.